One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, and they're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast coming every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives, their shitty little lives. Oh wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, but they're both assholes. One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar. It's the Asher Brothers Podcast.
Hi, everybody. It's certainly been a while, but it's a new Asher Brothers Podcast. Hope you have a great start to your 2018. Now we can throw 2017 out the window of a moving car, and we can push forward to 2018. I figured I'd put out a new episode of Asher Brothers Podcast because I got some stuff that we recorded during one of our NYPD Blue records, and some of it's interesting, some of it's garbage, but who cares? Let's bring it to an Asher Brothers Podcast, which was never known for its quality or its humor, just its waste of time. So the first thing we have up here is a little bit towards the end of an NYPD Blue record. We started talking about True Detective and how great it is and where it's going.
Mike Roberts is played by Michael Harney of Orange is the New Black and Deadwood.
I think he was also in True Detective first season too.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's on the boat. Isn't there a scene where he's on the boat with... I think there's a scene when they're out on the boat, him and...
Woody Harrelson? I don't remember that.
What was his name again? Hold on, let me look it up.
I gotta rewatch that season. It's a good show.
The third season's coming, and it has it has the dude from Moonlight. I forgot his name. Mirza Ali.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of them. And then there was another person that they just talked about. Who just signed on is a female that got me pretty excited. I'm trying to see.
I watched season two for an episode and a half, and I was like, done, skate. But...
Yeah, I mean, this isn't about
True Detective.
This isn't about True Detective, but like David Mills was a part of True Detective. So it had that, but like that first. Okay, so like if we really think about it, that first season is probably one of the greatest seasons of television.
Yeah,
and I don't think it gets its due yet. I think because the second season was so bad, people like kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think that like. In a couple years, we're going to look back and be like, fuck, do you guys remember the first season of True Detective?
Yeah.
Like it kind of changed the genre of what HBO was kind of doing at the time. And, like, kind of paved the way for that Cory Fukunaga guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, it gave him it, basically, even though he lost it. But... I don't know, it's just crazy. Anyways, because I was thinking about that too, like rewatching the first season, and then I was just remembering the first season and just thinking how crazy it was, but anyways.
I remember that scene when they do that like one cut scene where Matthew McConaughey did like that sting in the middle of like a riot.
Yeah.
And I remember
it's like an 8 to 10 minute scene, one cut of him like going in and out of houses with a guy.
Yeah.
Looking for a guy and like he's pulling. Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember watching that scene and then immediately when it was over, I said out loud, was that one shot? Then rewatched it and then said, that is unbelievable. Like it doesn't even scan how great that was the first time I watched it, and then
sorry, go ahead.
And then when I rewatched it, I was like, "That's crazy. That's so good." Like just in terms of organizing and shooting, like it's so high quality. I don't understand how we're not talking about that one scene, like all the time in terms of fantastic scenes of television, but I don't know.
Yeah, dude, and like, we don't talk about how fucking awesome Woody Harrelson was.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson was so good.
Matthew McConaughey was.
Yeah.
Like, the two women that were in it, I forget their names, Alexandra Daddario and then Woody Harrelson's wife, I forgot who she was, but, like, how good they were. Like, just how fucking good the story was. Like, you forget that, like, they fucking set, like, well, spoiler alert for True Detective, but they set up a shootout.
Yeah.
And that's, like, halfway. That's not even, like, the most, like, that's not the craziest thing you learn. But, like, that's one thing in there where it's, like, oh, yeah. And then in this episode, it's basically based around this shootout they had. And then they frame it so it doesn't look like they just killed a bunch of random people. And, like, it's, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's just really interesting. It's just really, really good. And so that's why I have hope that with, this guy, Mirza Ali, coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping that they're really trying to get it back to what it was, because he's a really good actor. Have you seen Moonlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a scene in Moonlight in the beginning where it's like one continuous shot that just like kind of goes in a circle and follows him like meeting the like guy who runs his drug house and shit. And I love that scene. Like, it's just, like, I think he's a great actor, and it's going to be, I'm excited to see what he does with it. I really am.
I think what happened in season two is, like, everybody showed up, and then they kind of collectively went, now remember, guys, this is True Detective. So bring your A game. But, like, no offense, you're talking to Vince Vaughn, and I think Taylor Kitsch, is that the other dude? And, like, they just didn't bring it. Like, they didn't bring it as hard as Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey did, and it's...
Oh, in you're talking about season two?
Yeah.
I know it was Rachel McAdams.
And,
Vince Vaughn.
And then the other guy, who I thought
Colin
did...
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, and I thought he did a decent job with who he was.
Taylor Kitsch is in it, though, too. You are right.
Taylor Kitsch, I thought, was like, okay, someone told Taylor Kitsch he gets to be a big boy.
I never saw it.
Anyway, we should probably end this episode before we get off too far.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Right before we ended the recording for those NYPD Blue Balls, Kyle suggested that we watch the trailer that came out for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which, if you remember or even care, I hated the new Jurassic World. I thought it was garbage. We mentioned here in this recording why I thought that way, but we also talk about the new trailer right after I watch it, and... I mean, spoiler alert, I think it's going to look shitty, but we talk about that as well as the new Justice League movie, which, very topical, I know, we're, you know, cutting edge, we're coming out with information right as it's happening, because that's how good Asher Brothers podcast is. Anyway, here's me and Kyle talking about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and Justice League.
Well, I'm about halfway through. I can already tell you several problems I have with it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's really, really bad.
Let me ask you a question, Kyle.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first Jurassic Park?
Not really.
All right, well, let me remind you of something. You do know that these dinosaurs weren't, like, spontaneously coming out of the ground on this island, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were being, like, produced.
They were being cloned from DNA. Yeah. Let me ask you another question, Kyle.
You ask me.
Why the fuck would you be worried about saving them if your company... can make them?
I That too. I also think
what is the problem?
Yeah, like why? Like I don't get why you have such a boner for having to save them. You know.
Also, how much fucking money did they pay Jeff Goldblum to come back to this fucking turd? They gave him.
Oh my god.
They gave him Harrison Ford's Star Wars money to come back to this fucking franchise.
Well, he got because he did. Because he's like now that he's now back on his like people give a shit about Jeff Goldblum because he was in the new Independence Day, he was on the League, like
he was also in Thor Ragnarok. He was pretty funny.
Thor Ragnarok, he being super funny. So he's like he's making his like comeback. So of course it's like oh we got to bring him back because no one gives a fuck about Sam Neill and Laura Dern. Like who gives a fuck?
I mean, I liked Sam Neill and Norma.
Oh my god! Yeah, they came back for number three, and then they sucked in that one.
That wasn't their fault. That was greed. But I will say this also: if you remember the first Jurassic Park, as I mean, I mentioned this before on an Asher Brothers podcast. It's asinine that one of the main points of Jurassic World is that Chris Pratt trains raptors. That's stupid. In Jurassic
Park. Well, in the trailer.
He raised one of them.
He puts his hand out, but he. I don't know if you heard him say it. He goes. I think he says something like, "Come on, you remember me. I trained you."
So stupid. It's stupid, dude. Because in that fucking first Jurassic Park, that one dude was like, "Okay, well,
you can't train a raptor. You can't train them."
He also says they're smarter than we are.
Yeah,
like that's the opening. The opening lines talking about raptors is they should all be destroyed. And then the guy who's running Jurassic Park goes, "Oh, he's just too cautious." And then the guy goes, "Well, how smart are they?" He's like, "Above human intelligence. They've been testing our gates. They're also." He's like, "How violent are they?" He's like, "Well, we had about six. There's two now." Like. He's like
they're fucking eating each other.
Like it's or three. There's three now, and that scene in Jurassic World or Jurassic Park where the guy's like trying to hunt one while Laura Dern runs to that place, and he gets up on one, and then one comes from the side, and he goes, "Clever girl." That's supposed to point out raptors are smarter than you, and raptors are gonna get you no matter what. But it fucking. It was an asinine movie, and the fact that they're sequelizing it so stupidly only makes sense, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was another thing I wanted to ask you if you had seen...
Saw Justice League.
No, oh yeah, how was it?
Better than I expected, but according to news reports... They already fired the guy that was head of DC Movies, and they're gonna shake it up, which means completely throw it away. So.
Well, I just read something that there's like three Harley Quinn movies in the works, and they're all three like separate from each other, and like people aren't talking to each other. Like it's just like it just doesn't seem like they have their shit together. Whereas like Marvel drops fucking. Avengers Infinity War Part 1 and everyone lost their goddamn mind. Like, Marvel did that shit right. They just figured it out.
And there's rumblings that Disney's gonna buy Fox's rights to X-Men.
Yeah.
And Deadpool and all that, so...
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I... Because I talked about it on Apathetic Gentleman. I think... Justice League wasn't good, but they made a lot of steps in the right direction. They just made, like, little problems here and there bigger by their decisions. But...
How many steps in the right direction do you think were done by, Brandon Wheaton? No.
Joss Whedon?
Who came in? Joss Whedon.
Well, I don't like what Joss Whedon did.
Okay.
Because I think... I don't know what he had a hand in exactly, but I think they made Batman way too quippy. Like, Batman and Batman vs. Superman was like a dour, angry, sulking machine of rage. And then in Justice League, every time someone told him something, he's like, well, that sounded like a bad meeting. Or, well, that doesn't sound like this is going to work. And it was like, dude, Batman doesn't do this with every conversation. There were like one or two Batman moments that I was like, that is Batman. That's what they should have kept with this tone. But they didn't really do it through the whole time. And the Flash was really cool. I really liked what they did with the Aquaman stuff. And the Cyborg stuff, even though it was like completely CG, it was still pretty cool. And Wonder Woman was badass. They just made some classic superhero big movie decisions that I thought were dumb and didn't help it at all. But, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, that's cool.
Because, like, you saw Batman vs. Superman?
I did. I saw it on HBO.
Like, you know how seriously they took that shit? Like, yeah. Just the tone? They just threw that out completely for this new one? And I was like, no. If you exist in a world where this happened with Superman and Batman, if three more superheroes just show up and nobody knows who they are, there'd be a lot of concern.
Yeah.
Like, there would be a lot of concern about what's going on. And, like, they don't even mention it at all. Like, the news is not a part of it at all, which is weird. But, I don't know. But, did you hear anything about the tease?
What tease?
The tease at the end of Justice League.
What's the tease?
They're making, with Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, they're gonna make the Legion of Doom.
Oh my god, what is that?
That's the Super Friends, like, that's the Super Friends thing where all the villains got together occasionally and had meetings on how to be more evil. But basically DC's gonna round up all their villains too. Because they had Deathstroke on a boat with Lex Luthor, and he's like, I think it's about time that we had our own team. And it was like, oh shit. We're gonna have
That's funny because I just googled Legion of Doom, and Deathstroke isn't a part of Legion of Doom.
Of course he isn't. They have to go with characters that are actually cool.
It's Bizarro, Black Manta, Brainiac, Captain Cold, Cheetah, Giganta, Gorilla Grodd, Lex Luthor, Riddler, Scarecrow, Sinestro, Solomon Grundy, and then Toyman.
And we know Black Manta's gonna be in the Aquaman movie, so that's probably where that's gonna connect.
That makes sense.
Thanks again for listening to the Asher Brothers podcast. I know that it's been essentially dead for quite a long time. Thank you for listening if you are, and if you ignored it, that's all I have to say, because you weren't listening. Thank you for listening to NYPD Blue Balls, if you are. That is available on AsherBrothersPodcast.com with this. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and where you find a podcast. If you're more interested in listening to me talk with somebody else, you can go to Apathetic Gentleman, which is at MixedBagOfHats.com. That is the only place you can get it. It is not on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere else. We made a point to not try to add to the noise on the internet. However, I'm making the opposite point with this show, which is nothing but noise and nonsense that nobody really wanted to listen to. So thank you for listening to that. If you do, go to mixbagofhats.com for other stuff, other recordings, other things. My buddy Ben is working on some tabletop game stuff. He started another podcast called Pure Sabacc, a podcast about the game Star Wars Destiny, which is like a Magic the Gathering card game situation. I don't know. I haven't played it, and that's why I don't listen to it or understand it. But if you do, you might enjoy it. So go check out Pure Sabacc at MixedBagOfHats or PureSabacc.com. And you know what? Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Be nice to each other. Listen, empathize, grow together. Be good human beings together. Thank you. Have a good 2018.